This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to celebrate another powerful woman. That wasn't a plan. It just kind of worked out this way the last couple segments.
Hey, I love it.
We've shined a light on some cool women in and around the area. And this time I want to tell you about little Madison. I'll do my best to paint this picture for you here. Little backstory. Years ago, Madison had leukemia. She beat it. All right, fast forward to Friday night. Thomas Rhett concert. Madison's in the crowd. She has a big old yellow sign that says, "Look what God gave her." And then there's a checklist. There's a box with a check mark. Beat cancer. The next line, Thomas Rhett concert. Box is checked off. The third box, selfie with Thomas Rhett. Unchecked. And I think I have some sound here. Oh, dang it, wrong button. Let me see here. Dang it.
And she seems to be in the pit area right in front of the stage, and she's on the shoulders. So she's really up there so you can see the sign.
Get up here. Come here.
Thomas Rhett sees it. Tells her to get on. I can't make out what he's saying to her. But we're very lucky. I just got off Facebook with Madison's mom. Jamie, you there?
I am here.
Did I paint the picture right? What did I leave out?
Nothing. You painted it pretty well. When she was three, she was diagnosed with leukemia, and fast forward, she beat it, and she loves Thomas Rhett. She wanted to go see him in concert. I was a mean mom and didn't take her to Buffalo to Taste the Country a couple years ago, and I thought she was too young, and then I promised her the next time he comes around, I will take you. Well, we found out September 21st, 2018, he was going to be in Syracuse. I'm like, oh, my God, of all days, that's the day my nephew got married and Madison was in the wedding. So I'm like, I promise, the next time he comes around, we are going. So when I heard he was coming to Darien Lake and it was before Christmas and her birthday is December 22nd, I was like, this is perfect. She had a Thomas Rhett birthday theme party.
Aww.
And I was going to give her tickets for her birthday. Well, they didn't go on sale yet. So I had to wait until they went on sale, and her anniversary of being treatment-free was April 10th, so I wrote her a letter using all Thomas Rhett lyrics or song titles to let her know we were going to the concert, and she was VIP, so she was so excited, and from that moment on was going to make a poster, but didn't know what she was going to do until the day before she made that poster, and here we are today.
So oh, my God.
Thrice you promised this child she got to go to Thomas Rhett. And finally for Christmas, she got Friday night's tickets.
Now, what happened? I heard something that the people that were seated in and around you played a role in getting her noticed. Is that true?
They were the huge part of all of this.
So tell us how that went down.
Yeah, well, so on the way up, I warned her he probably wouldn't see us because we didn't know how close we were. You know, we didn't want, and we were just so glad we were going to the concert that if he's seen us, he's seen us. If not, it was okay. So we're sitting there enjoying the whole concert. Well, then it's his turn to come out, and we pull out the poster. Well, I'm not real tall, and she's shorter. So I'm holding the poster over her head, and the girls next to us read it, and they're like, oh my God, we are getting her up there. Then the gentleman on the other side of me read the poster and said, if she doesn't mind, can she get on my shoulders? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So he's got her on his shoulders, and then Thomas walked to the other side of the stage. So the security guard said, just put her down until she comes back this way. He comes back. So then, meantime, the people in front of us who were the row in the first seats right behind the pit. Said she can come stand up here. So they were holding her up while she was holding the poster. Well, then a gentleman named Connor Mergler from Buffalo, seeing the poster, him and his girlfriend came over and said, do you mind if she goes on my shoulders? I will walk her up to the front. Well, Madison was nervous because she didn't have a pit bracelet. She thought she'd get in trouble. We're like, no, no, it's okay. It's okay. So Connor walked her right up to the front, and you've seen the video. Well, you were there, but she ended up on stage.
So as a mom, what did that feel like to see your little girl finally up on stage after battling everything and getting up there with her biggest idol, Thomas Rhett?
I was overwhelmed when I seen her start to cry. I just knew how much it actually meant to her. And I don't know if everybody else that was helping her knew how much this meant to her, but after they seen that, I know they did. We were all kind of in shock. We didn't talk much about it the rest of the concert because we just wanted to enjoy the concert in the moment, listening to him. Everybody around us was high-fiving her, congratulating her. We're walking out. They're like, oh, you're the girl from the stage, and giving her high fives. And on the way home, we really talked about it, and she was so excited. We had my son turned 16 on Thursday, so we had a family party yesterday. She sat down with everybody to tell the story. We were trying to record her telling it, but she would bust us and say,
beautiful
and
story.
Yeah.
She was just very, you could hear it in her voice how excited she was and how much it meant to her. But one thing we need to find out, she made him a bracelet, but she forgot to give it to him on stage. So we gave it to somebody that works for Live Nation, and now she just wants to know if he got it.
Okay, you know what? I'll ask Billy Kidd to follow up on that. They wouldn't have told you they were going to do something if they couldn't. They would have been honest with you. They would have said, I can't get it to Thomas Rhett. Oh, what a beautiful story. And thank you for sharing that with us. And this picture, this selfie with Thomas Rhett sticking his tongue out and Madison's up there crying her eyes out. It's the most beautiful thing you'll see today.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.